Big sound, big voice, big hair. Ah, wait, the hair's not so big anymore. She is Macy Gray, and big is the sound and the name of her new album. This is Finally Made Me Happy, the first song in Macy Gray's just released Big. Macy Gray joins us in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
When did you first realize you had a voice that could attract notice and lift people up?
Not till my first record came out.
Really? I mean, like 9 or 10 or something?
No. I didn't even... I took piano lessons when I was very young. Mm-hmm. But I never pictured that I'd be a singer because I had such an odd voice, so it never occurred to me that I could sing. I never even tried before.
And what changed? How'd you?
A boy, of course. I had a boyfriend in college, and he's the one that really got me into music. You know, he taught me how to play the guitar, and he got this gig where he needed a singer for the gig. Mm-hmm. And so he told me, he said, you know what, you got to learn how to sing so we can get this gig. And he gave me a bunch of records to listen to, like Billie Holiday records. He gave me a Michael Frank record, like old jazz stuff. So I listened to it, and I just kind of emulated those singers for the gig that we had every Sunday.
Where was this gig?
In Hollywood at the Ramada Inn. Every Sunday during brunch. Everybody was eating and talking, so no one heard us anyway. But I really got into, like, performing, and I ended up hanging out at a lot of studios, and I started writing songs with him just for fun. And I discovered that I really, really liked it, you know, and that there was a chance I might be good at it.
I want to hear another one of your songs, if we could. Let's listen to a little bit of Glad You're Here.
I'm so happy you're here.
May I ask, when you sing that, do you keep anyone specific in mind?
Yes. Maybe like, you know, when I order pizza and it finally gets there. Because, you know, pizza takes forever. They say 30 minutes, but it's like 45 to an hour now.
Yeah, now, we should note, now your first album won the Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance in 2001. Mm-hmm. You've been in a couple movies since then, in addition to your music.
Yeah, I've done about 7 movies, I think, so far.
Training Day with Denzel Washington.
Training Day. And then I did Idlewild with The Outcast. And I did a movie called Shadow Boxer.
This is Cuba Gooding.
Cuba Gooding, Helen Mirren. And I did Lackawanna Blues, which was an HBO movie.
Yeah.
Then I did, no one knows this, but I did Crow 3.
I don't think I know Crow 3.
Yeah, no one knows Crow 3. And that was a really horrible movie. And I don't think it even made it to the video cassette. But
have you ever asked, like, Denzel Washington or Cuba Gooding or Helen Mirren? It just occurred to me because I believe they're all Oscar winners. Have you ever asked them or anyone else, look, I know about singing maybe, but tell me about acting?
Well, you know what? Denzel taught me a lot because my first opportunity was Training Day, and I was so intimidated by the fact that he was in it, and it was this huge production, and I went to the set for the first day to get my fitting, and I actually was going to leave. I was going to quit because I was so intimidated. I didn't feel like I could do a scene with Denzel, you know, because I had such a crush on him, you know. So I went into his trailer, and I told him how I was feeling, and he... you know, he kind of showed me how to approach it, and he gave me, you know, complete confidence in doing it, and he was actually my first official acting coach.
What about singing? Can you transfer into acting?
It's really two different animals. You know, singing is all about, you know, self-expression and pouring out your heart, and whereas acting is the opposite. You know, you're it's all about how well you can be someone else, and it's totally different for me.
Can I ask about your children?
Of course.
You have 3 kids, right?
Yes, 12, 11, and 9, Anissa, Mel, and Happy. Girl, boy, girl.
And we thought at least one of the songs in this CD sound as if they might have been written for them.
What I Gotta Do, yeah.
Yeah. Can we hear a little of that?
Okay. Yeah, a girl, a boy, and a girl. Never thought I'd have babies looking up to me. Wanna give them all the world. Yeah, trying to make it always go. They say, mommy, don't go. What I gotta do, there's no place that I'd rather be than there with you. It's what I gotta do to take care of you. Make it right.
This is a very nice song.
Thank you. I love that song.
Yeah. Do you think about them when you sing it?
Oh, of course, yeah. I think about my kids all the time. Yeah, they're always in the back of my head, you know.
Can you travel with them, or is that hard?
No, they travel with me. I mean, when I do stuff like this where I'm gone for like 2 weeks, you know, then they stay with my mom. But if I'm gone for a long time, I take them with me. They've been all over the world. They've been everywhere. Yeah, I'm gonna show you the world. But it ain't easy.
Why is the album called Big?
It's named after my big brain, my big heart, and my big old butt.
Well,
okay.
That's the best answer I think I've ever had to that question about why did you call the album this. Thank you for giving us a segue to something. Because you've been designing a line of women's clothing.
Uh-huh.
And it's called?
Humps.
What made you decide to get into the clothing line?
Actually, my size, you know, there's a really, like, slim pickings for girls who are, you know, who have curves, you know, have boobs and booties and hips, you know. And so we're making this line, you know, this really, like, graphic, really hip, you know, streetwear everyday line for girls size 10 to 18, you know. It comes out in the fall. It's adorable.
When you become very famous, are there people who just want to get near you, attach themselves to you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's all day. You tell me so much that I know it by heart. How you taught me everything and took me to the top. That's just, you know, human nature, you know. You want to be around things that you think look, you know, exciting. Or people like to be around money, I think. I think, you know, when people like to be around, like, yeah, opportunity or things that they think are opportunity. You drive me crazy, get off my cloud, but you don't wanna leave. Let me go get my boy. Get out, she don't love you. Maisie don't love you. Get Out is kinda like, was kinda like just directed. I wrote the song at a time when I was like getting a lot of like, you know, weirdos out of my life, you know, people who were just like around me for the wrong reason. And it was my own, you know, like when you say you clean your house, you know. I was going through that when I wrote that song. I wrote that with Justin Timberlake. Hit me. Myself, I'm a groupie. I love, you know, like I saw Oprah Winfrey a couple weeks ago and I went crazy.
Did you go over and say hello?
Yeah, I went and I said hello. I said something really stupid to her, really embarrassing. But I would have loved to follow her around
wait, I can't
have
go.
Her give me some money. It
Can you give
great.
Us some clue as to what you said to Oprah Winfrey that embarrasses you?
I said, I'm going to be in Chicago next week and I'll look you up and see if I can get your number and I'll call you and invite you to my show.
Well, then that's not stupid.
That's really stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Because how are you going to look up Oprah Winfrey and invite her to your show?
Oh, I you mean you just don't
yeah,
open
like
up
she,
the...
Yeah, like she's in the Yellow Pages, yeah.
But you could call people who could find out her number.
Yeah, but she looked at me like I was really stupid. That's when I knew it was stupid. Because she went, okay, sure. No, it was cool. She's just, you know, she's just Oprah Winfrey. So you kind of like, you know, you kind of like stand up straight. She has that kind of, you know, power.
when you're making music, when you're traveling, when you're performing, how much music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot. Like, I went to the record store yesterday and I bought Marvin Gaye's and Barry White's Greatest Hits for my grandma. And then I bought the Biggie Greatest Hits album. And I bought Robin Thicke's album for the third time. Everybody keeps taking my copy.
Well, I got to ask, how much time can you actually spend listening? Or is it hard to listen when you're performing?
Oh, no, I listen to music all the time. I've been listening to my album a lot, you know, like just being, you know, so nervous about it coming out and just kind of like listening to my album just helps me focus, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's fun for you about making music?
Oh, everything. I just love the process of it. I love, you know, that I can express myself through it, you know. I do, you know, it's very godlike. Like, you can't touch it or see it, you know. Mm-hmm. You can just feel it and hear it. And, you know, I remember being really young, and this Marvin Gaye song came on, and my uncle, who had been really drunk and had passed out in a chair, you know, and this song came on, and it got him up, and he started dancing out of his, you know, blackout. And I thought how powerful music is, you know, that it woke up my drunk uncle. I loved it. I was blessed with the talent to create it, you know. I think it's great.
Miss Gray, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Macy Gray, her new album is Big.
Sometimes, but it's mostly me with me.
Are you big enough to listen to more? You can sing along with some other songs from Macy Gray's new album at npr.org. This is NPR. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
One dance and I was whole. One look for me to see that you're easily. People on this planet Earth, you're lucky if you find one in your search for someone who's true, complete. You love them.